week 17 of the 2004 season, Eli Manning would get his first taste of the intense rivalry between the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys.
Play fast, everything's going to work out, all right?
Come on, we got to win. Win on three, baby. 1, 2, 3, four.
Manning's fourth touchdown pass of the season put New York up early. But Dallas stormed back to take a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Testaverde, handoff Jones, runs left, touchdown Julius Jones. And the Cowboys regain the lead.
And with time running out, Eli marched the team down the field to set up the winning score, giving him his first victory as the Giants' starting quarterback.
Up to the 40, 45 midfield, into Cowboy territory and tackled at the 44-yard line. 16 seconds to go. Giants out of timeout. Manning takes the snap, drops back, gives for Barber, running left, touchdown Giants! Barber from 3 yards out! How about that drive by Eli?
3 years later in the 2007 NFC Divisional Playoff, New York once again raced out to an early lead.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Swings one left. Wide open Kubert at the Cowboy 40. Sheds a tackle. Down the left sideline. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Amani Toomer!
But this time it would be up to the defense to seal the victory in the final second.
Here we go, 4th and 11 at the Giants 23, 16 seconds to go. Giants leading by 4. Romo takes the snap, back to throw, has time to the end zone, intercepted by the Giants! Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone, R.W. McQuarters!
Two years later in 2009, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones would unveil his massive prototype of modern-day arenas as the Giants traveled to Dallas for the first-ever game at the Cowboys' new stadium. And Big Blue would spoil the grand opening.
Lobs one right to the sideline, sliding catch and drop Manningham, then he caught it again, touchdown! And the New York Giants have defeated the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys lost the final game in Texas Stadium, and they lose the first game in Cowboys Stadium.
In week 14 of 2011, New York would have its backs against the wall, needing a desperate win in Dallas to keep their playoff hopes alive.
It was a must-win game, you know. It was a team in our division. We needed to win, and I'll do what it takes to win. And I told my teammates that, and that's what I did.
Now Dan Bailey will try to tie this up with a 47-yarder from the left hash with 6 seconds to go.
What a game.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked! Blocked by the Giants! And it bounds into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it! And the New York Giants have saved their season as they've come to Dallas and defeated the Cowboys.
3 weeks later, the scene would shift to MetLife Stadium, but the stakes were the same. With the NFC East title and a playoff berth on the line, the Giants and Cowboys would clash in the final game of the regular season.
Takes the snap, they roll it left, he throws it left, Cruz has got it, down the left sideline he goes, across midfield to the 40.
And en route to their fourth Super Bowl championship, the Giants blaze to the finish line.
Touchdown Victor Cruz, 74 yards, and he's done it again.
And once again, the defense would secure the victory.
Romo back to throw under pressure. Rolls right now. Sacked by Tuck. Fumbles the football. And the Giants have it. And that's your ball game. And they're celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants are the NFC East champions.
Congratulations to the NFC East champions.